It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this Monday morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Janine Frazier, Executive Director, and Hannah Holma, Program Director at the Women's Center in Marquette. Good morning.
Good morning.
At the Women's Center in Marquette, you have a series of activities that are planned that are happening here in the month of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. These are serving Marquette and Alger counties. And Hannah, you have a series of events, including the, it's called Coffee and an Advocate. What is that?
Yeah, so we kind of went along with the coffee crawl, which is put on by NMUPRSSA, and we wanted to extend that throughout the month. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've partnered with 6 different coffee shops across Marquette and Alger counties. So 4 in Marquette County and 2 in Alger County, where we're going to set up an information booth and have our advocates in the community. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might be scary for people to walk into the Women's Center and ask questions or make that phone call. So this way we are partnering with coffee shops where people are coming and going, and they can just swing by the booth, learn about the Women's Center, collect resources, ask questions, and we're meeting them in the community then.
Now, it's interesting because you mentioned the coffee crawl, which is coming up later this month as well. That is something that the students at NMU and the Public Relations Society have been doing. We've talked with them a lot over the years, and this benefits Women's Center programs and activities. When is that coming up?
Yeah, so the 8th annual coffee crawl is April 18th. Mm-hmm. So it starts out at Dead River Coffee, and you can get tickets on the NMU ticketing website.
Okay, so that's a good place to do that. I also understand you have other events, and Janine, you have a Denim Day Awareness Walk also later this month. When is that happening?
Yeah, so Denim Day Awareness Walk, that is on April 17th, and that's really for our community to just help raise awareness about sexual assault, stand in solidarity with survivors, and also know that our community holds perpetrators accountable. Mm-hmm. So we're meeting at Harlow Park at 4 o'clock, and we'll be there for a little bit, then we'll walk over to the Commons, and then afterwards there'll be some talks, and we'll also have some music to provide for everybody.
So it's interesting because you're looking at a series of events and activities that you are doing. Let's get back to the Coffee and an Advocate events. Hannah, you have a listing of these that people can check out? Like, where can they find that to see where to go?
So that you can find on our Facebook page. We will have all the information linked there on the mm-hmm. Women's Center Facebook page. This week's Coffee with an Advocate is on April 9th at 11 a.m. and it's at Campfire Coffee in Nagani.
Yeah, we know those folks really well on the program here, as do many of the coffee shops that are out there. But, you know, Janine Frazier, Executive Director of Women's Center in Marquette with us here. You have a lot of community support because you are here for the community, right? Tell me a little bit about your perspectives on that.
Right, that's correct. So we have a lot of programs and services that we've created just to meet the needs of what we're seeing in our community and what's needed the most. So during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we really like to highlight the programs and services that we have for survivors of sexual assault. And, you know, the first thing to do as far as getting a hold of us is we do have our 24/7 support line. You can always get a hold of us anytime, any hour of the night or day. And then, you know, from there we have advocacy for mm-hmm. survivors. So we have a lot of different services, but really what we do is we do a needs assessment and we're there to just meet the needs of what is needed at the time for people who might be contacting us for help.
And this is where events like this come into play also, because, you know, this costs some money to do. So you're out there doing awareness, but you're also doing campaigns that are fundraisers and things like the coffee crawl. That is a benefit for the Women's Center, and that helps out too, right?
Right. So, you know, as far as the coffee crawl goes, or any of these events that we might be raising funds, all of those go directly to our programs and mm-hmm. services. So, you know, if you shop at Pack Rats, that goes to our programs and services. We also have Huron Mountain Bakery mm-hmm. event on April 24th, where if you buy donuts on that day, 10% of all the proceeds will go to the Women's Center programs.
There's a lot of things going on in this month of April to serve Marquette and Alger counties through the Women's Center in Marquette. And month of April, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Hannah, again, recap sort of the places where they can go to find out all of the list of activities that you guys have going
on. Yeah, for the full list of activities we have going this month, it is pinned on our Facebook page, Women's Center. And then our website is wcmqt.org. If you have any further questions, you can contact our 24/7 support line to mm-hmm. speak with an advocate about the events or programs and services. And that number is 906-226-6611.
That is Hannah Holma, who is Program Director, and Janine Frazier, Executive Director and Women's Center in Marquand. Events and activities this month of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Thank you for your time this morning. Best of luck with all the events and keep us posted.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.